Aries, March 21st to April 19th, the world's largest mirror isn't an actual mirror. It's Bolivia's Salar de Uyuni Salt Flat, a vast area that's almost perfectly flat. After a rain, a thin layer of calm water transforms the surface into a perfect reflector that can be used to calibrate observation satellites. In these conditions, it may be almost impossible to tell where the Earth begins and the sky ends. I foresee metaphorically similar developments for you during the coming weeks. Boundaries between different aspects of your world, professional and personal, spiritual and practical, might blur in interesting ways. A temporary dissolution of the usual limits may offer you surprising insights and unexpected opportunities for realignment. Be alert for helpful clues about how to adjust the way you see things. Taurus, April 20th to May 20th. From day to day, glaciers appear static. But they are actually slow-moving rivers of ice that have tremendous creative power. They can make or reshape valleys, moving tons of dirt and rock. They pulverize, grind, and topple trees, hills, and even mountains. New lakes may emerge in the course of their activity. I invite you to imagine yourself as a glacier in the coming months, Taurus. Exult in your steady transformative power. Notice and keep track of your slow but sure progress. Trust that your persistence will ultimately accomplish wonders and marvels. Gemini, May 21st to June 20th, in recent weeks, have you stirred up any dynamic fantasies about exotic sanctuaries or faraway places or mercurial wildcards? Have you delivered enticing messages to inspiring beauties or brave freedom fighters or vibrant networkers? Have you been monitoring the activities of longshots or future helpers or unification adepts who might be useful to you sooner than you imagine? Finally, Gemini, have you noticed I'm suggesting that everything important will arise in threes, except when they come in twos, in which case you should hunt for the missing third? P.S. When the wild things call to you, respond promptly. Cancer, June 21st to July 22nd. Archaeologists found two 43,000-year-old flutes in Germany. Constructed of mammoth ivory and bird bone, they still produce clear notes with perfect pitch. They were located in a cave that contains ancient examples of figurative art. Some genius way back then regarded art and music as a pleasurable pairing. I propose we make these instruments your power symbols for the coming weeks, Cancerian. May they inspire you to resuscitate the value of your past accomplishments. May you call on the help of melodies and memories that still resonate, and that can inspire your future adventures. Your words of power are regeneration, revival, and reanimation. Leo, July 23rd, August 22, it's your unbirthday season, Leo, the holiday that's halfway between your last birthday and your next. During this interlude, you could benefit from clarifying what you don't want, don't believe, and don't like. You may generate good fortune for yourself by going on a quest to discover rich potentials and stirring possibilities that are as yet hidden or unexpressed. I hope you will be bold enough to scan the frontiers for sources of beauty and truth that you have been missing. During your unbirthday season, you will be wise to gather the rest of the information you will need to make a smart gamble or daring change. Virgo, August 23rd, Sept. 22, Austrian playwright Elfried Jelinek won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 2004, and Romanian-German author Herta Müller earned it in 2009. But garnering the world's most prestigious award for writers did not provide a big boost to their book sales. In some markets, their famous works are now out of print. In 2025, I hope you Virgos do in your own spheres what they only half accomplished in theirs. I would love for you to gather more appreciation and attention while simultaneously raising your income. According to my reading of the astrological omens, this is a reasonable expectation. Libra, September 23rd, October 22, by day, Libra-born Forrest Bess, 1911-1977, worked as a commercial fisherman in Texas. By night, he created visionary paintings inspired by symbols that appeared to him in states between sleeping and waking. Other influences in his art came from alchemy, the psychological philosophy of Carl Jung, and indigenous Australian rituals. His life was living proof that mystical exploration and mundane work could coexist. I'm hoping he might serve you as an inspirational role model. You are in a phase when you have the power to blend and synergize seemingly opposing aspects of your world. You would be wise to meditate on how to find common ground between practical necessity and spiritual aspiration. Are there ways you can unite the desires of your head and heart? Of your need for safety and your longing for adventure? Of your craving for beauty and your fondness for usefulness? Scorpio, October 23, November. 2-1, the first emperor of China, Qin Shi Huang, arranged for himself to be buried after death with an army of 8,000 soldiers made from terracotta, which is a clay ceramic. Joining the gang below the earth's surface were 770 horses and 130 chariots. For more than 2,000 years, this assemblage was lost and forgotten. But in 1974, farmers digging a new well found it accidentally. In this spirit, I am predicting that sometime in the next 5 months, you will make interesting discoveries while looking for something other than what you find. They won't be as spectacular as the terracotta army, but I bet they will be fun and life-changing. Sagittarius, November 22nd Deck. 21, author Zora Neale Hurston said, "There are years that ask questions and years that answer." I will adjust that counsel for your use, Sagittarius. According to my astrological analysis, the first half of 2025 will ask questions, and the second half will answer them. For best results, I invite you to gather and polish your best questions in the next 5 months, carefully defining and refining them. When July begins, tell life you are ready to receive replies to your carefully wrought inquiries. Capricorn, December 22nd Jan. 19. Hemoglobin is an iron-bearing protein that's crucial to most life. It enables the transportation of oxygen in the blood. But one species, the ice fish of the Antarctic seas, lacks hemoglobin. They evolved other ways to obtain and circulate enough oxygen in the frozen depths, including larger hearts and blood vessels. The system they've developed works well. So they are examples of how to adjust to an apparent problem in ways that lead to fine evolutionary innovations. I suspect you're now in the midst of your own personal version of a comparable adaptation. Keep up the good work. Aquarius, January 20th Feb. 18, born under the sign of Aquarius, Clyde Tombaugh discovered the heavenly body known as Pluto in 1930. This was years before he earned advanced degrees in astronomy. His early education was primarily self-directed. The telescopes he used to learn the sky were built from tractor parts and old car components from his father's farm. During the coming months, I surmise there will be elements of your life resembling Tombaugh's story. Your intuition and instincts will bring you insights that may seem unearned or premature. They're not. You will garner breakthroughs that seem to be arriving from the future. Pisces, February 19th to March 20th. One of the world's deepest caves is Veryovkina in the nation of Georgia. At its lowest, it's 7,257 feet down. There are creatures living there that are found nowhere else on Earth. I propose we make it your symbolic power spot for now. In my astrological opinion, you will be wise to dive further into the unknown depths than you have in quite some time. Fascinating mysteries and useful secrets await you. Your motto, go deeper and deeper and deeper. Homework. Here are all your long-term, big-picture horoscopes for 2025. tinyurl.com/yourdestiny2025